Everybody ready to rock?
Yes! So, we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
Well, what you're about to hear is something we didn't expect could happen and did happen. It wasn't on my show. It was on the Morning Zoo from about 86 to about 91. MMR broadcasts live almost every year from London via satellite. And in November of 1986, John DiBella was in London doing a week of shows from the Capital Radio studios over there. And Peter Gabriel stopped by. Now, Peter was a huge hero of John's, and that's where we still get the phrase that we use today, the patron saint. He just loved Peter Gabriel, and, you know, it's kind of fun because all the DJs, even now, you know the different bands we all love. Preston loves Rush. You know, I love The Offspring and The Grateful Dead and The Rolling Stones and Green Day. You know, Jackson has so many different bands he loves and salutes and carries on. Bam Bam, same thing. Brent Porsche, same thing. So it's one of the fun things. Even though we play all kinds of music, you tend to know what we like. And in those days, it was the same thing with John loving Peter Gabriel so much and talking about him often. And finally getting to know him and interview him on a number of occasions. So Peter came by those studios where they were broadcasting, and they had a great conversation. And at the end of it, there was a keyboard set up there that could play. And he said, you know, would you think about doing a song? And Peter said, And he went over and does about a 2 or 3 minute version of what originally was about a 5 minute song on Peter's debut album, which came out in 1977. It was just called Peter Gabriel, as several of his albums were just titled Peter Gabriel. It is the album that introduced us to him as a solo artist after having left Genesis and had the big hit Salisbury Hill on it. Modern Love was on there. But this is the last song on side two. And it's Here Comes the Flood. It checks in on the album at about 5.5 minutes. But here he does about 2 or 3 minutes, and there's a little mess up in it, too, which just speaks to the fluid nature of live broadcasts and, you know, and how an artist comes to know a song and pulls one out. And, oh, no, it goes that way. Check it out live from the archives.
Still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction we cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder, across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older. Sons and daughters, the jaded underworld was riding high. Waves of steel hurl metal at the sky. There's no point in direction we cannot even choose. Aside.
I think I messed up the words there.
Lord, here comes the flood. We'll say goodbye to flesh and blood. If again the seas are silent, in any still alive. Dreamers.
You're running dry.
Priceless. That is just priceless. Peter Gabriel, who does not do that sort of thing, had such a good relationship with MMR and with John particularly that John was able to convince him to do a song on the keyboards. And what does he pull out from his first solo album from 1977? Here Comes the Flood. Beautiful version and even a goof on the lyrics, which I think makes it even better. Britain, England, God. Oh, how I love that magnificent country and the wonderful bands, whether it be Peter Gabriel from those days or Muse from these days. It's everything that rocks.